This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The early signs of drought were recognized by South Dakota farmers this year, and many chose to utilize no-till when planting their crops this spring. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly commends growers for reducing tillage to conserve valuable soil moisture for the growing crop. But he says many of these fields were not set up for no-till with uniform residue.
Residue management is key in the no-till system. I mean, it starts with the combine in the fall. We need to keep those residues as tall as possible. We need to spread them as best as possible. And so when we don't do that, it affects the planting the following year. It affects crop stand establishment.
Bly explains uneven residue distribution leads to a disparity in seed emergence due to differences in soil cover and temperature. He hears talk at the coffee shop condemning no-till as these ugly fields combat variable conditions.
I see especially no-till soybeans in the corn stubble. The stand is erratic because the corn residue blew around. It was chopped. Soil health systems, we don't use chopping corn heads. We try to keep our stalks as tall as possible, to trap as much snow as possible, and it just makes planting easier and even the following year.
Bly urges farmers to launch next year's crop season this autumn, setting combines for uniform residue distribution at harvest. For greater insight, visit extension.sdstate.edu.